Blog Talk Radio.
You tonight. This is the Bible class night. God bless you, those that come in the queue. All is well. I'm drinking a little tea tonight. Sometimes it's good to drink a little tea. And I got Sister Mary Hawkins going to read the 27th number Psalm with some energy. I want to tell you tonight, all is well. Now, I want to say this to you, those that are listening, those that are having problems, I want to pray for you, with you, and I want things to break open for you. This is a miracle year, 2023. God going to show you some things, and God going to bring some things to your remembrance. And I just want to tell you that. And if you need to give somebody this number, 515-605-9890. from 9 to 10. And, you know, sometimes God have a message for you, and you didn't get it, and I want to give it to you tonight. And the message is, this is Bible class night, and the message is, all is well. I feel like that God is finna open up some things. I'm praying for the people in California. They never had that kind of snow, but God said in the Bible, there will be floods and storm in diverse places, back to back. So I think I told somebody, back to back, repeat. Don't let me be repeat now. God want to do something for you tonight. The night is your night to claim your healing. The night is your night to let God in your life, in your family life. There's so much going on. There's so much evil going on. There's so much hate going on. I was talking to a young lady. She said, bitch, they hate me because I got a new car. They hate me because I got a home. They hate me because I got a job. It's so much evil. The witches and the warlocks is busy. But you got to stay prayerful. You got to stay in the word of God. I'm bringing Mary Hawkins right now. Let her read this scripture. God bless you. And Mary, did you fix some tea?
With this,
no, not today. This is kind
of well, you need to, after you get off the show tonight, fix you some tea. Drink a little tea, how did you can take it. And, you know, it's a loss going, it's a bug going on out here. So it ain't the cobra. It ain't, it's just that it's an atmosphere. Okay, read that scripture for us.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host shall camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I see after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in a time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not. Neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted, unless I have believed to see the witness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord to be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I said, on the Lord. Amen. I just read number 27, number 7.
Thank you. Get ready for God to bless you. Kim, I'm praying for you tonight. I want to tell you tonight, God, this is Bible class tonight, and I want to give you the word. Psalms 119, read that. You said, bitch, I'm ready to read it again. When the prophet tells you to do something, do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Tonight, the Spirit told me to move high blood pressure and move strokes and heart attacks in the word tonight. I want everybody listening tonight, read Psalm 119. Yeah, read it east, west, north, and south. Don't ask why, just do it. And if you got a need, you plant that seed for your harvest. I want you to have a harvest this year that you can say, I made it, and it's lots going on. And Kim, I'm praying for you. Mary, I'm praying for you. Mary Scott, I'm praying for you. Mary Hiller, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call is an expression of love. Glory, hallelujah. And I want to tell you right now, God is my light and my salvation. Hold on. Let me say it again. Hold on. Because joy comes in the morning. So it's morning time in your life. I'm going to give a message, 30-30, some 27, 45-15, some 54, and some 10, 81-30, some 44, and some 1, 17-94, some 22, and some 7, 09-94, some 34, and some 76. Somebody finna get a breakthrough tonight. Somebody finna let something loose tonight. I just feel that God is opening up a financial door for you, and I feel God is doing something special for you. And somebody said, Bishop, I've been having a lot of problems. I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to come back.
I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look
this God, you sent for you.
All your body through, I can see that you are for the hell of people.
I'm Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what it was me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that can declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, tell her what I made it. Tell them never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here.
All night, all day. Tonight, I'm speaking to somebody. It's going to be all right. It seemed like that you, much as you do, but I want to decree your healing tonight, and I want to decree your blessing tonight, and I want to decree your deliverance tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Reach out and claim a handful of truth, and know that all things are possible for those that believe. And I believe tonight you are a believer, that if you seek God, he will reward you. I want to ask forgiveness for you, because you might not know how to ask for yourself. I'm asking God to give you, open your eyes up to what's going on across this world. The killing, the murder. I just got a lady said her daughter had an accident. She's in the hospital. Time that phone hung up and let him call. Son was shot. and she's the bishop, so much happening. But I want to tell you tonight, God is still in control. Let go and let God. I should have played Don't Let the Devil Ride. Because if he ride, he wants to drive. But I want your eyes to be open up.
Open eyes that we may see tomorrow.
I just want to pray the prayer of thank you. And I'll have Sister Mary Hawkins to read. Mary Hawkins read the 27th number Psalm. I'm going to hook up the Hawkins family tonight from Detroit. They're saying thank you. And I just want you to thank God tonight for your health and your strength. Father God, we come to say thank you. Thank you for getting up. Thank you for laying down. Thank you for long life. Thank you for 2023. Father God, we thank you for our children. Father God, we thank you right now. Lord, we thank you for health and strength. We thank you for moving sickness away from our minds, our body. Lord, we thank you. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you right now for healing in our bodies. We don't even know. Move that cancer, that cataract, that tumor. Move that cataract, that high blood, that sugar. Move it right now. We will say, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you already done. And thank you for what you're going to do.
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. The economy's down, people can't get enough pay. And for me, all I can say is, thank you, Lord, for all good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to say thank you tonight.
If you're thankful, get on your feet. Let's come back together with faith. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody tonight ought to be thanking the Lord. Where you laying at, where you just think about how he brought you this far. And I just got happy when Reverend Moore was saying, thank you, Lord. And that's what the Mississippi Mass Choir saying, thank you, Lord. And right now, where you might be, whatever your problem might be, you ought to be saying, thank you, Lord, because you made it another day on this side of the earth. You went underground. He's on top of the earth. Just said thank you. And that you what you keep saying. Sometimes you got to say thank you, and no matter why you're saying this, you might be getting healed or breakthrough. That's when you got to say thank you. And tonight, I just want, and just Bible class night, I want you to say thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Whitney Houston and the Georgia Mass Choir.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry, and pitied every wrong. Long as I live, and I'll hasten to his throne.
Reverend Paul Jones, 1890, he crossed over to be ancestor. But he left on this side for you and you. And every time I hear that, I think about what he said.
I've had some weary days and some lonely.
Now I have heard him sing that song many times, but this particular Sunday night, it seemed like the angels was around him, and you're going to hear it in his song. This particular song he sung, it just set the church on fire. People shouting and crying. This is the last song I'm singing on this side, but I'm going to sing it.
But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what, all of my good days, outweigh my bad days, I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days.
You know, when he was singing that song, Lena May was sitting beside me. She's a bishop. He's singing the song because he's going to leave him. I said, no, Lena May. Lena May's a bishop. He's singing that song because he's going to get out of him. And we sat there on the pulpit and listened to him sing that, and the whole church got happy.
I was on the sometimes. The clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I asked the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. You know what it did? Yeah. It dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been loud, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. The might be sick, but I'm walking with pain. But thank you, Lord. The bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God, 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 God. Has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world, or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So long, so long, so long. Yeah, bring, my midnight in today. Oh, I say, thank you, Lord. I've been loud, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us, thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's dry. It's dry. It's dry. It's dry. Be joy. I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I can't, but I won't. 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 Can you play up? Play up. Play up. Let's go home and praise.
feasted to my satisfaction. Yeah. He let me then lay down in a plenty.
Yeah.
Green pasture. It's a green pasture. That's why I don't like to hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful. No, no, this thing is nothing piteous.
No, no.
I'm a child of the King.
Yeah.
And my Father says the world is mine.
Yeah.
And the fullness thereof belongs to me.
Yeah.
Gold and silver are mine.
Yeah.
And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand.
Yeah.
Just for charity.
Yeah.
That's pitiful.
Wow.
He makes me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Right. Uh-huh.
And he leads me beside the still water.
Yeah.
The still water. Uh-huh. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep in Palestine.
Uh-huh.
It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee, the waves were billowing and tossing. Sheep being of a timid nature, why would leave very often without sufficient drink? Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream. And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench, dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out. I shall not walk. It's a very personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony.